So I'm here at the food court at Washington Square Mall, and by the time you see this video, I'll have a team of guys working for me, so I will no longer be an individual contributor. I'll be boss, I'll be manager, which is
You'll be one of the senseless, needless overhead at Microsoft.
So my question to Chris Sells, who's here with me, was, what do I do now? How do I continue to look busy?
So looking busy will not be the problem. The problem will be if you think that you are going to put out the same volume and quality of material that you have put out, because I've said this before and I'll say it again, right? I read two websites. I read through Dig, because I like the juicy stuff. It's like a continuously flowing People magazine. You know, I'm always at the grocery store, right? That's what Dig is. I'm a huge Dig fan. And then, if I still got time, after reading Dig, I'll go to computerzen.com. And I know you said that, you know, most people just go to handsomen.com or some other, whatever it is. I don't know. I remember computerzen, so that's where I go. Those are the only two websites I have a hard time remembering any other website. Well, I go to those, too. So, computerzen, I'm a huge fan. It's always got good, meaty, juicy stuff. And I personally miss the ability to be able to write stuff like that. I have probably a half a dozen topics that I would like to put that much time and effort into. And to put on my blog, just so I can try desperately to keep up with Scott Hanselman. That is my goal in life, to be as cool as Scott Hanselman. But I just don't have the time, because I split my time pretty evenly between pushing my team really hard in terms of understanding what our story for our technology is. And I do community work for Oslo. And you might have heard of it, you might not have heard of it, whatever. It's some technology that I've been working on for about 4.5 years at Microsoft in various incantations. And right now, we're coming up on a PDC, which means that we're working doubly hard, not only on the story, but filling in the gaps of the story, so that when we get to the PDC, we can show you what we have in mind. And you can tell us, yes, that's cool, no, that's not cool, whatever. So I spent a bunch of time doing that. And then the other half of my time is really dealing with my employees. Like Scott, I have people that work for me, and I have had for a while. And one of the things I've really had to learn how to do is do less of the stuff myself and be in charge of less things myself, and spend more time working to make sure that the people who work for me can do a good job doing the work they've got. Now, the downside is that me, personally, Chris Sells, I ship much less with my name on it. And Scott, you're going to have the same problem. The good news, though, is that I can, as an aggregate of me and my team, do a hell of a lot more. And if I can influence the work of those people and point them in what I think is a good direction and help them and unblock them and make sure that they're doing what they need to do, I can get a lot more leverage out of that. Plus, of course, I also try to do the exact same thing with the community. So there's a bunch of kind of move it and shaker type of people in the community that I work with. John Flanders, Sean Wildermuth, the guys at Plural Sight, right? Those kinds of folks Rocky, Stephen Forte, I mean, these kinds of folks who publish, who run their own companies, who outreach to the community. If I can enable them to do some work and point them, and sometimes even fund them to do good work, and they can publish good work that shows people how to take advantage of my technology, and I do that all the time. My name doesn't go on it. As an aggregate, I can do way more by influencing other people. But when it comes to looking busy, with a quick glance, it could seem like less things are going out with my name on it, and therefore I'm actually doing less. And so, Scott, you're going to have to let go.
This is the end of Scott Hanselman.
Well, it's interesting. I assume that the folks working for you are also going to be in the community space doing the kind of things that what you're doing. So they'll probably produce content, and you'll probably specialize, right? You were kind of doing all of DevDiv, and so Now you'll probably do Uber, big kinds of communication with all kinds of marketing fluff and direction.
Let me make sure I get your hands waving.
And all kinds of, you know, marketing pictures with arrows and
so
clouds.
Mean.
And then, you know, the people working for you will probably have their focus, right? This guy will work on ASP.NET, and this person will work on that technology or this technology. And they'll be focused. And that's good because you'll get more overall content for you and your team. It'll be a higher quality aggregate because I know you won't let anything go out that you have control over that isn't the same high quality standard that you yourself do. You'll have a really hard time not just redoing it in some cases because you'll want it to be exactly like you would do it, and you got to let that go, right? You don't want the people working for you to be a bunch of little Scott Hanselmans. You want them to be the best person that they can be, and that's going to be different than the way you are. Just, you know, you gotta let go.
I think you're painting me as this kind of megalomaniacal ego.
Dude, it's not you. It's all of us, right? All of us that were, you know, it doesn't even matter, right? You and I do community stuff, right? We're used to publishing our stuff to the world, and but that doesn't matter, right? Whenever you move from individual contributor, who's responsible for a thing and doing it the best way you know how, to manager, you have to, well, at Microsoft, the culture is good managers are also individual contributors. So if I don't write code at Microsoft, even as a manager, I don't get the same kind of respect. And all the managers up through my whole chain that I respect most are the ones that still write code with our product. Those are they take like a day a week, which is huge. If you can carve out a whole day a week to write code, that is huge. And it'll be very hard because your primary job as a manager of people is to deal with the emails and the IMs and the phone calls from those people that work for you and those people that work with them to make sure that they are unblocked. Because if you're sitting around doing nothing, then that's a day burnt for you, right? And I saw that big flamey thing, oh, I lost a whole day last week. Great. Now, what if the people who work for you are blocked? Now you're talking about that times N, right? Times however many people. And so you need to first and foremost unblock other people. And you have to do all of that before you can do anything on your own. Because I don't know about you, but it drives me crazy to think, well, let's see, I could think about this for a few minutes and make a decision or hook them up with the right person or whatever and unblock them, and they'll be good all day. Or I could go and do my own thing all day and leave them, and what are they going to do, right? Am I going to be productive at the expense of them? Well, Microsoft has put me in charge of these people. Therefore, it's my job to make sure they're productive, even at the expense of me being productive. And you have to learn to let go.
This is the end of productivity. for me, at least.
Well, it's interesting. So different corporations have different styles of organization. So at Microsoft, we tend to kind of be more hierarchical, where there are people in the middle that are responsible for things, and that's handy because then we can treat those people as a black box, right? Chris and his team are responsible for X. And so whenever X needs doing, we'll talk to Chris and he'll get it done. Either he'll do it or he'll have somebody on his team, right? The people at my peer level and above me can all just assume that that's going to be done and they don't have to worry about the details. So from that standpoint, I'm actually more productive than I used to be because now I have all kinds of leverage in terms of, I'm actually scaled, right? I'm multi-processor at this point. I can do multiple jobs at once. So from the point of view of Chris and his team, I'm actually much more productive than I was as just Chris. Now me personally, well, I spend a lot of time making sure that those people have what they need to do their job, and I have a lot less time to do it myself.
This is really good information. I appreciate it. Thank you, Chris Sells, for chatting with me here at the Washington Square Food Court.
I'm happy to help, and if I can get you to that point of, because you have to go through the 5 stages of productivity grief now, and we started this video when you were in denial, and you can't be in acceptance this quickly, because, you know, you just won't be. Because you're going to try to put together these big blog posts.
I'm still in denial then, aren't I?
Yeah, you very much are. Because what's going to happen is you're going to be in the middle of something. And then somebody's going to send an email or an IM and a phone call, and you're going to have to put all of that down immediately to deal with them. And then it's going to take you time to pick it up back up again. And then just when you have it all up in your head again, boom, something else will happen. And you're going to have to learn how to juggle that, right? How do I make sure my people are unblocked and still carve out time to be productive? Because I don't know about you, but if I only do that and I don't write any code and I don't, you know, do anything productive at all, then I get unhappy. So what I do, this is how I combat it. We at division-wide have a no meeting day. So Wednesdays are no meeting days. So that's the day we carve out to write code and do work and not, you know, have meetings. So that's what I try to do every Wednesday. And then the other thing I do is I accept deadlines. So for example, I have deadlines for talks. I try to sign up for a bunch of talks. So I'm giving two tech-ready talks next week. So of course I have to get my slides in, I have to figure out the story. That's all technical work, right? I have to prepare for a talk. I sign up for articles from MSDN Magazine. I sign up for books from Addison Wesley, right? I sign up for things with deadlines because unless I have the deadlines, then I just cannot motivate myself to carve out the time. I just can deal with email.
Even artificial deadlines.
Yeah.
Line on the sand.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'll be in denial for a few weeks.
Well, I'm just saying, you'll have to make this decision the first time you're in the middle of a big, important blog post and somebody needs you. And you're gonna that's going to happen again and again until you just go, oh, fine. They're more important than me.
This has been stage one of the phases of manager productivity grief.
Yes.
Denial. We will see you again for future phases as they happen. Thank you again, Chris Sells, for your time.
My pleasure.